Episode number 205, Summit White hits the showroom.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Oh, boy. Man, we're gearing up here towards the end of the summer.
Don't say that, man. Don't say it. Maybe it won't happen
thinking,
this time.
I was thinking the other day, oh, man, it's August already. August already. And we still haven't had a summer. Well, it's supposed to be like 96 today here. So
and rainy.
Finally.
Yeah.
Get some hot
finally,
weather.
We're going to have hot weather and hot air and humid air and
probably all sorts of thunderstorms.
Hey, we didn't come here to complain. We came here to talk about cool stuff.
Right. Like yesterday in the rain, you took some pictures of something?
Yeah, the new Summit White Camaro.
Finally hitting the dealerships.
Yeah, the pictures that I took, I believe, are among the first Summit White 2010 Camaros in the country, just because they haven't been posted before.
Yeah.
And the only time they were said to be around was at the Oshawa plant and one or two in Mexico for some odd reason.
Yeah.
So I zipped over to the local Detroit auto lot.
Yeah.
And got some rainy pictures of it, but it still looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of white cars.
Neither am I.
But I got to tell you, I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting to see a different colored Camaro finally.
The red SS badges against the white looks good. And one was Inferno Orange, but I couldn't get a very good picture because it was covered in rain.
Oh.
But the Inferno Orange looks really good too. I think we're going to see some interesting color combinations when people get their hands on those.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if you put like orange or black stripes on the car. I think it'll look sweet.
I wouldn't like black, but I would definitely like orange or even like a deep blue.
Blue, huh?
Yeah.
Like blue stripe?
Like maybe even like almost like a dark aqua blue or something kind of nutty like that.
I wonder what the cyber gray stripes would look like on there.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Anything looks good in cyber gray in my opinion, though.
Be interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, we posted the pictures right away. It was first thing, Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And you can be found just by going to the main page of CamaroZ28.com. Or if you're hanging out in the 2010 Camaro News Sightings Pictures and Multimedia Forum, they're in there too.
I'll post the link in the show notes.
That's right. But it looks good. I'm glad to see it. There was actually two of them there, along with a few other Camaro.
Wow. Okay.
So, can't wait to see them driving around.
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled. I'm sure you're going to be seeing white Camaros on the road now.
Nice. Nice. Yep. I think white wheels would look good on it, too.
I was never a fan of white wheels, ever.
You look back at the 30th anniversary Camaro.
Yeah.
You know, with the white wheels and the orange stripes.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Somebody's going to do it.
Oh, I know that.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on here.
Yeah.
Speaking of driving around, hopefully everybody's driving around safely.
Safely. because we just got the crash test ratings from the National Highway and Transportation Safety Association.
Surprising. Very surprising.
Frontal crash was 4 stars.
Out of 5.
Side crash was 5 stars. And rollover was 5 stars. Wow, very shocking, at least to me, that crash rating of only 4 stars.
Here's the problem.
Yeah,
A lot of people bitched and complained about weight of the car. And we always said, well, it's because it has to meet safety standards. Well, it's meeting them, of course. You know,
right.
But...
And, of course, they were engineering the car for 5-star crash ratings, right, like they do for any car.
That's right. I'm just very disappointed. I'm very surprised.
What I'm concerned about myself is insurance
Absolutely.
Rates.
Absolutely. I'm with you 100%.
Because when I was quoted my insurance rate, they were basing my insurance rate on a 5-star crash rating of a 4th-generation Camaro because they didn't have any data to compare for the 5th-generation car. So my insurance rates are based on a 5-star crash rating 5th-gen Camaro, which it did not get.
That's a tough blow, man.
So, I mean, are my insurance rates going to get jacked up because of this? I'm waiting to hear like a word from GM or something to say why this happened. I mean, this is Was the test flawed? I mean, what's going on here?
Boy, wouldn't that be great? I don't know. I think that their tests are probably pretty accurate from the get. Obviously, it'd be a PR nightmare if it wasn't.
Yeah, we saw that YouTube video of them slamming the car into the wall.
Mm-hmm. And then I've seen YouTube videos of the fourth gen. Here's the thing. I wonder if you just I just want to say this. I don't know for sure, but I'm speculating that if you took a fourth gen today and ran it to the same crash standards, it would not get a 5-star rating.
Okay.
It got a 4-5-star rating then. And if anybody knows anything about this, chime in and let me know if I'm right or if I'm wrong or whatever. I'm just curious. It's a bummer, man, because, you know, again, you know, we're saying, hey, it's a safe car. You know, I'm just shocked and surprised and very disappointed. This isn't to say that you should feel unsafe in the car.
Right.
It's just how their tests resulted. I'm sure it's still very safe, especially with six airbags, man.
I know.
I don't know.
Well, the side crash and rollover was 5 stars. So
yeah. There,
it's just the frontal.
Yeah.
Which is, what did they say? 11% to 20% chance of a critical injury. With force was considered 4 stars. 5 stars is 0 to 10%. Something like that.
Well, hopefully we'll hear some official statement.
I'm looking forward to it.
You know, Fitz, if you're listening, which, well, you are. Sorry to hear the bad news, buddy. Hopefully, well, you know what the thing is that that just gives him incentive to re-engineer, retool for 2011.
I guess.
Or you know, beyond. You know, I don't think that this is the end of the planning of the life cycle. I'm sure that there's been a lot more changes planned other than re-engineering for crash standards going forward. So
yeah. It's
not too late to fix
going
forward.
Yeah. You know?
So best of luck, team, on that.
Yep.
And everybody continue to drive safe no matter what.
Exactly.
What a bummer. Back to good news.
Okay.
We're running a kick-ass contest.
We sure are.
And nobody has participated yet.
What's up with that? How
hard
is it to go out, take a picture of your Camaro with this little, what is it?
Printout.
You got a printer? Everybody out of ink? What?
You don't have a cell phone
with
a camera in it?
I don't know.
It's, you know what? It's
Come
no
on,
big,
people.
It's no big deal. I don't think the word's gotten out yet. All you got to do is print out the CamaroZ28.com logo, which we provide, stick it in front of a Camaro, maybe get creative with it. Don't get beat up if it's not your Camaro. Take a picture of it with your cell phone or whatever. It doesn't have to be anything, you know.
Major.
You know. Poster sized or anything, and post it. It could win you a set of Nitto tires, stuff from Cypress Classics.
Yeah,
who makes the killer boxes that we have with the Camaro logo on the top, and we're giving away all sorts of goodies. Check the thread that we started with all the information. It's really easy to follow. It's in the site news and updates forum.
The very first forum.
Can't miss it. I mean, 5 minutes could win you a set of Nitto tires
right.
of your choice, including drag radials.
That's right.
Come on, guys, get it together. We don't have to cancel this because you're too lazy to take a picture. For free tires?
Yeah.
Get out of here. And for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm done. Anyway, check it out. We want to see some cool pictures soon.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll have to just extend it.
I guess.
I don't want to, though. We'll get the word out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So what's next? We got some voicemails.
Well, before that, just real quick.
What?
Woodward's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So,
next weekend.
This coming weekend.
The 15th.
The 15th.
Yeah.
That's right. So I'll be out there.
I guess
for
it's
sure.
been going on for a couple weeks already, but
yeah.
The official cruise date is August 15th.
If anybody's going to be out there, be looking for me in my Cyber Gray Camaro SS.
Yeah.
And Chris, you might.
I'll be out there
early in the day.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I've never seen another fifth gen around here with Cyber Gray stripes. I'm the only one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. I see a yellow one every now and then with black stripes, and I think it's Scott.
Probably. Although he's got the Transformers edition now. They put all the Transformers stuff on his car.
Well, I couldn't see it from a distance.
Oh.
Anyway, cool. I'm sure we'll see him out on Woodward, if
yep.
not somebody just like him.
Yep.
So anyway, you were saying we have voicemails.
Voicemails. Yeah, we've got a couple voicemails.
All right.
Let me start off with the first one here.
Hey, Chris, Jason, it's Chris Lavoti.
Oh, no.
NF Godfather. And here we are on the track. It's Spring Mountain Motorsports Ranch in a brand new ZR1. Here we go.
We're just kind of driving around nice and relaxed, you know, 80, 85 in the corners. And
hey, wait a minute. What's that thing? It's a Mustang. Let him. So yeah. Foot.
And then we lose him. They hit 120 miles an hour.
Well, define lose.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you talked to Chris later on, and everything was fine.
Everything was cool. They were on a track. They're doing the photo shoot and videos for this upcoming season of the auto show that they do every year in Pahrump, Nevada. And gave me a call while they're testing a 01, calling in, doing over 120 miles an hour. That was pretty cool.
Even through a compressed, cell phone signal out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
That just sounded so good.
Yeah, it did.
But yes, they are okay. I don't know if they hung up on purpose or they just lost the signal. Okay.
Yeah. There's they've been posting pictures and information about this week's photo shoot in Pahrump, Nevada. So I'll go ahead and post a link to those in the show notes. And there's a lot of cool pictures that they're doing and videos.
Very cool. Well, we don't recommend that anybody else give us a call into the voicemail hotline while they're doing 120.
Unless they're on a specific track, in a controlled environment.
Right, but we do indeed invite you to call in because you can win a prize. We're giving away cool prizes once a week, every week, for the entire year. So here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we've got another one here.
Cool.
Hi, guys. It's American Camaro. I was wondering if you guys have ever heard of Overhaulin'. It is a great show on Discovery Channel, and I was wondering if you guys would ever actually want your cars to get overhauled, meaning like customized, but or if you'd rather have it done like you do it yourselves. But yeah, so thanks, guys. Bye.
Well, that was interesting.
Anybody touches my car, they get shot. I'm telling you that right now.
I've seen the show. It's kind of neat. It's kind of neat for other people. Not my car personally. No, I wouldn't want them touching it.
Well, although you think about who does the customizing.
I know.
Though. I mean, it's not some rinky-dink midnight auto parts,
Right. They do some kind of wild stuff.
Yeah.
I'd probably rather do it myself.
Well, yeah.
Unless you could come out with the design yourself and then have them do that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like your friends get involved and say, Jason's always wanted to do this. He's gotten renderings from Chris Horton and he wants it to look like this. And then they actually make it happen.
Yeah.
But no, anybody touches my car and takes it away, they get shot. Bang, bang, dead.
Yeah.
Sorry. Good idea, though. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in on that one.
Yep.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it for the voicemails.
Wow.
We've only had two this week.
Light week.
Yeah.
Well, we got to give away a prize and
we have to.
Yeah, we have to, but I don't want to give it to, we have to. Lavoti. he's done so much work for us, he helps moderate.
He deserves something.
Yeah, he deserves something, especially when he had the gall to get in the passenger seat with Settlemyer in that car, and I've ridden with Scott several times. And
Drive.
He does drive. He drives like he's, not a good death wish, but no, that's cool. Chris, we got to give you something because you've done, you moderator, help us out and everything.
Yeah.
So American Camaro, that's a good idea, but come on, unless you're in a ZR1 at 120 miles an hour, we got to give it to Chris. But,
yeah.
But keep calling in. It's a one prize per caller per year
or
whatever. You can only win once this year.
Yep.
So always feel free to give us a call, and anybody else can too.
Yep.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
Chris, send us your address. I don't think we have it. Do you have it
somewhere?
You got it? Okay.
Yeah, he'll just call me up or something.
Okay.
I hate that guy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, dude. You like pizza, huh? You like all-terrain vehicles? I got a Bronco. Okay. Sorry, it's a line from Uncle Buck for all you old folks like me. I want to do something different. We haven't done anything like this in a while.
Okay.
Like a Camaro goodie and product roundup.
Roundup,
like just a quick listing, a quick review of some things that we've come across, you and I, either Camaro related or just too cool to not mention.
Okay.
For example, kicking it off, we were at Superfest last month.
Yes.
Wow.
4th of July weekend.
God, it doesn't seem like it's been that long already. We ran into a buddy of ours named Tony, and he's got this company called Too Cool Car Stuff, and we've known Tony for a while.
Yeah.
He's a really, really good guy, and the stuff that he sells is just perfect, especially if you're looking to decorate your office or your home with car-related stuff.
Right.
Everything from not very expensive at all to very, very fine pieces of art. He's got it. And Tony actually recently became a supporting vendor of CamaroZ28.com, so you might have seen his banner floating in and out of the website. We picked up a couple of the new artwork prints.
Of the fifth gens.
Of the fifth gens.
It's that are, spectacular.
Yeah, and it's cyber gray.
Yeah.
It's
beautiful.
Yeah, it is good. He's got, he's just got a huge selection of things. It's not just Camaro either. It's all kinds. Everything from just small, 8x10, charcoal sketches to some, Michael Irvine, David Snyder, things like that. Just the really, really good stuff. Check it out. Their website is toocoolcarstuff.com.
And that's two spelled T-O-O.
Right on. And if you mention that you're a CamaroZ28.com member, you get 10% off.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Oh, his shopping cart system, it's pretty cool. He's a good guy that way. It's pretty cool how it's set up because, you place your order, there's a little entry box, and then he will call you for your credit card information.
Oh, okay.
Just to make sure your order's right. And that's when you can mention that you're a CamaroZ28.com member, or you can do it in the entry box when you, complete your shopping cart order waiting for his call. So, we got to move on. While we were at Superfest, I came across a cool product that's not exactly Camaro related, but I sure as heck could use one, so I grabbed one.
But any automotive enthusiast could use this.
Yeah, I just thought it was really ingenious, and I'm really stunned that it's never been come out, been brought out before.
I know you'd expect to see this product on as seen on TV things, where Billy Mays comes out and Billy Mays for the what's it called?
It's called the Trouble Free Work Light.
Yeah,
and you know those trouble lights, what uses a standard. Household bulb with the steel cage in the little, you plug it in the wall, trouble light. Problem I always had with those, and I hate using them, is because you burn the crap out of yourself with them, or you it's hanging on underneath the car and it slips off the hook, it gets bumped, it drops, it shatters the bulb.
Yeah.
Or, God help you, if you actually drip some grease or gasoline on it.
And it starts smoking.
Or burning. or get it wet, it's toast.
Yeah.
Well, This was so cool, and it was very affordable. It was a work light that uses the new, the fluorescent style bulb.
Okay.
It doesn't get hot, and instead of a steel cage to protect it, it uses a Lexan. I don't know what the exact product. I don't have it with me right now.
But you can stand on it.
Yeah, you can stand on it. You can submerge it in water because the bulb is sealed. And it comes with a gasket. So if you do, I'm not saying you do submerge it in water, but if it does get wet. It's not a big deal because it's got a gasket to keep all water out of the electronical area that could zap your ass.
Yeah.
it doesn't get hot, doesn't break very easily, and it's really affordable. I picked one of these up, and it's just a really, really nice product. Troublefreelighting.com is where you can get this one. I love this thing. It's great. It's actually brighter than normal bulbs, too. And you're not going to burn the crap out of your arm. I hate that. Got a couple other ones here. A couple of these are CamaroZ28.com supporting vendors. BF Xenon.
Oh, yeah. We talked about them a couple weeks.
Yeah. And I knew this was going to happen sooner or later. When somebody wants HIDs, but they don't want the RS package, they make the upgrade kits.
Or the
fog lights, too.
Exactly. That's what I'm,
And I got the fog light kit. I'm going to try to put that on mine.
Nice.
In fact, we're giving away a BF Xenon kit for our contest for the Photo Fun Challenge.
Yep.
Don't forget about that. There's also Defender Works. They're making some cool GM licensed billet stuff. Oh,
can't wait to see them at SEMA.
One step back. BF Xenon is BFXENON.com.
Yeah.
And check out their goods.
I'm going to have a link to all of these in the show notes.
Cool.
Don't worry about worry about this.
Defender Works. They've got a couple of wild Camaros for SEMA.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't wait to see them.
They seem like really good guys. I've talked to them on the phone. And, they're going to be out there in SEMA with their cars, along with mine. Mine's going to be out there. I'll get to that in a second. They keep coming out with new stuff, and it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I got to tell you, the quality's good. And how do I know? Because they sent us a couple parts for 2010 Camaros, once again, to give away in the Photo Fun Challenge, so get your submissions in. And then my new personal favorite.
What's that?
Magna Charger.
Magna Charger?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Well,
because you're getting one?
Because I'm getting one. I'm going to get blown. and here's the cool part. From our supporting vendor, hotpart.com, also known as J&M Products, Brian Croucher is the owner of that, and he's a cool guy. I ran into him at SEMA a couple of times. He's given CamaroZ28.com members a staggering $500 off the new Magna Charger system for the 2010 Camaro.
Really?
Yeah, in the shopping cart. Use the coupon code 500 Camaro Z28. That's 500 Camaro Z28. And you'll get $500 off. And that was enough to seal the deal for me, man. I pulled the trigger on that.
Wow.
Cool. That's at hotpart.com. And who could forget Smooth Locks, huh?
My first mod on my Camaro.
That's right, it was. You like it?
Yeah, I love it.
I've actually got a contest of my own, a little one going. If you submit your photo of your Smooth Lock and I use it in the store as the centerpiece picture, yeah. I guess, I'll double the money back of the purchase price paid.
Nice.
So
obviously it's got to be black then.
No, not necessarily. They can paint it.
Oh, okay.
For example, mine's cyber gray. I had mine painted and it's coming back from the custom shop now.
Cool.
Yep, they can be painted. It's pretty easy. You just got to, you know, match the color. Sometimes you can just get a spray can and it does the job.
What I meant to say is you only sell them in black.
Right, just because I don't want to run the risk of not being able to get the color just right and have it look wrong.
Uh-huh.
So I leave it up to the eye of the car owner. And that's what keeps them affordable at $10 with free shipping to the United States.
Yep.
It's the cheapest, most effective mod you can do for your 2010 Camaro or your 4th-gen Camaro or your Grand Prix or
your GTO
so on. Yeah, it fits a lot of different cars. Check it out at smoothlock.com and enter the contest if you got a 2010. The details are on the website. That's it for now. Do you have any good products out there? Call in and let us know what you see floating around out there. We'd like to talk about it. We'd like to check into it and check it out. You got any, Chris?
No, but I'd definitely like to check out different exhaust systems. I think either exhaust or intake is going to be the first thing I want to do on my Camaro. But I want to hear different exhaust systems. I mean, we talked many, many months about Magnaflow. But I'd like to hear Borla. I'd like to hear Corsa.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to hear a bunch of the SLP one sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
But I'd like to hear it in person, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the sound clips over the internet.
Well, I'll see what I can do about that. Maybe I can help a little bit just because I'm getting my Magna Charger installed, and I'm sure that they're going to have other cars there, too, with exhaust on it, so I'll maybe grab some sound clips.
Yeah. Are you going to do exhaust in your car?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you
decided what you're
going
to go with yet?
No, I'm going back and forth between
them. And are you going to do headers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All of this is going to be documented in depth.
And done by SEMA.
And it's got to be done by SEMA. Okay. I'm actually working with a very, very well-known wheel company on a custom wheel for it.
Okay.
And I can't divulge the details because who knows where it's really going to go. But this should be a pretty cool project when it's all said and done. The problem is I'm running out of time.
Yeah. So we only got a couple months here.
I know. So anyway, everybody can keep up with updates on my project car. You know, heading to SEMA and beyond at phantomss.com. Subscribe for updates. That's my little side project website. But as far as exhaust sounds, I'll do what I can on that. Anybody else got any thoughts or anything? Throw them in.
Yeah, definitely.
Give us a call. Let us know. Even if you can get some sound clips and play them, we'll hear them over the air. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
So anything else you got on your mind, Chris?
No.
Good, because I got a rant.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I was on my way to breakfast this morning, and there was like a person of many years of age in front of me driving, of course, a Buick. And he was probably doing about 20 miles underneath the speed limit, and I was behind him. Now, I'm not the kind of guy that's going to have a heart attack over, you know, and speed around him and then slam on my brakes and cut them off. I mean, if they're old, they're old. I also think that if they're old, they shouldn't be driving, then they really shouldn't be driving, not just, oh, they're old, let them go. I gracefully start to get around him. I get in the other lane, and just as because he was already braking. The light was coming up to red light. He was braking and braking and braking like a mile and a half back. Okay, so I gracefully get around him and go into the other lane. He's still braking when it's green. I'm just getting around him nice and gently. I don't want to be a jerk about it. But by the time I get there, the light turns yellow. I slow down. He's still braking. Then it's red. He releases the brake and coasts through the red light, leaving me sitting there at the light. Thanks, buddy. What happens? I get behind him again at the next light. I'm like, come on! If you're going to drive, drive. If you don't. You know, seriously.
Hey, move your ass!
Yeah.
I just thought, I'm like, you know, I try to be nice about it, and I still get stiffed. So that was it. This is like a little mini
rant.
Was
that your wobbly guy you were telling me about?
Yes. And I'm like the light is green. He's still braking. I get around him. I get stuck at the red light. He goes through it, and then I'm behind him again. That's what I get for being nice. I should have floored it.
Yeah.
Ba-ba-ba!
Yeah.
That's it. Anybody got a good rant? Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Cut loose once in a while. It helps to get it out. Be mean to anybody or anything. That's it. Well, you ready to head back out, Chris, and into the sweltering weather?
Yes.
Yeah. You wanted summer, you got it, buddy.
Heck yeah.
All right.
Bring it on.
Yeah. Anyway, get your submissions into the contest and get your voicemails in so we can give you some goodies.
Yeah, and we can talk about these too.
Yep, absolutely. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. See you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.